Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of St. Mark's, Ipswich, for the Feast of Pentecost 2024. I pray that this homily is helpful to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In many ways, the Holy Spirit is often the forgotten person of the Holy Trinity. We pray to the Father, we talk to Jesus and proclaim his gospel, and yet, for many, the Holy Spirit seems to be something of an afterthought. Yet, the Holy Spirit is a person. We should not ask what, but rather who is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not some impersonal energy or force like we might find in Star Wars or other science fiction stories. No. The Holy Spirit is alive. Active, personal. Hence, we are to have a relationship with him. That English word, spirit, or ghost, is unhelpful here. For what we are talking about in the Holy Spirit is not something which is less than reality, but reality itself. The Holy Spirit is more real than the changeable experiences of this passing life. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit abides. The Holy Spirit is eternal. Today, on Pentecost Sunday, we can tend to focus almost exclusively on the historic account of Pentecost from the Acts of the Apostles. And whilst it is a beautiful and powerful account of what happened to the first members of the church when the Holy Spirit came, there is a danger, I think, that we can get locked into a pattern of thinking, well, that was what the Holy Spirit did then, long ago, but not now. You see, we also dub this feast the birthday of the church, and rightly so. It is. But there we might encounter more problems. Because the problem with birthdays, especially as you get older, is that you tend to just notch up another year. You feel tired, old, ever more removed from one's youth. Yet this cannot be what Pentecost is about. It was not a single event for a few specific people. Pentecost is the coming of the Spirit, and it's the coming of the Spirit for every person in every generation. In today's Gospel, we have St. John's account of the sending of the Holy Spirit, which in contrast to the wind, noise, and fire of Pentecost is very different. Jesus breathes on his disciples and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit." What is significant here is that the receiving of the Holy Spirit is linked in to the disciples being sent and to Jesus' mission of reconciliation. And so Jesus identifies with his disciples through the Holy Spirit. Let's just think about this for a moment. Let's think about breath for a moment. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit. Breath is life. Breath suggests closeness, intimacy. Jesus breathes. And in doing so, he gives us his life. He identifies with us, sharing his mission with us. He is close to us. So what does all this mean? Well, Jesus lives in us, with us, and through us by his Holy Spirit. We are enabled and empowered to live the Christian life only because God has placed his Spirit into our hearts. The Holy Spirit is, in effect, the breath of God, the life of God given to us. What is more, God is a generous God. He doesn't stop giving us his Spirit. It's not a one-off event. And so we need a mentality shift here. It's not so much that the first Pentecost happened 2,000 years ago and we celebrate the anniversary each year. No. Pentecost started 2,000 years ago and it hasn't stopped. Every day. In fact, every moment of every day is a potential Pentecost moment. God does not stop pouring out his Holy Spirit into our hearts. God does not stop breathing out his life into us. It's we who stop living. It's we who stifle the Spirit by lack of faith, by lack of understanding, by not prioritizing God and the things of God, by putting everything else in front of him. And so we grow weary. We grow fed up. And we forget that the same God who created heaven and earth, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead, the same God who empowered Mary and the apostles at Pentecost, that same God breathes his same life and power into us now today. And there's about three of you in this church who look mildly entertained by that. I know it's early. The Holy Spirit is not an optional extra, folks. It's not an add-on. We need him. It's not that we don't have the Spirit already. After all, St. Paul reminds us that we have the Holy Spirit if we can say Jesus is Lord. But, and this is important, all of us. That is, all of us. Not just priests or a few special people. All of us need to experience again and again the power of a personal Pentecost. All of us need to be filled afresh with the power and the presence of God. The Pentecost experience is different for everyone, but we all need it. Some will speak in tongues, others will interpret them. Some will perform wonders, others will bring people for healing. In some, the Holy Spirit manifests more visibly. In others, he comes as a gentle breath or as the quiet guest of the soul, as St. Augustine describes him. We must remember that there are a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit, and that the particular way in which the Spirit is given is for a good purpose. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not for ourselves alone. We are given the Spirit so that we can love and serve others and build up the body of Christ. Yes, of course, we benefit from it. Yes, we are blessed, we are fulfilled, and we grow in holiness, but principally, the Spirit is given for the sake of mission, for the sake of others. So, on this Pentecost Sunday, many of us, like the first disciples, are still huddled together, locked in an upper room of our hearts. And at times we can all be locked away by fear, by anxiety, timidity, weariness. But this is not what the Lord desires for us. So let us again, in all faith, authenticity, and honesty, invite the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. May he come and break our bonds, free our hearts and minds, and let him come and help us to experience a freedom and a joy that will destroy any negativity and break any stronghold the enemy has in our lives. Let him, the Holy Spirit, come and inspire us, empower us to proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and allow us to enter into the fullness of life here and now. Let us pray for the Holy Spirit to renew his wonders in our day and to give to each of us a personal Pentecost experience. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic Parish of St Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you and see you next time.